The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian, actress, and musician Margaret Cho Part 2. My favorite part of her interview was her talking about her frightening DMT experience where she witnessed her friends grow into gigantic flowers. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the second time on the podcast, actress and comedian Margaret Cho Part 2.
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
네.
감사합니다, 누나.
네.
아,
네.
이거 뭐야, 이거?
이거 우리 강아지, 우리 루치야, 우리 딸,
루치야야?
우리 딸.
치와와야?
우리 딸.
너무 귀여워. 이거.
너무 귀여워. She's four.
She's four?
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about her? Can we talk about you, Lucia?
She's a beautiful Chihuahua. She's from the Michelson's Found Animal Rescue.
You rescued her?
Yes.
Where is it located in LA?
It's in Culver City. Mm-hmm. And she is a really good girl. And she pretty much goes with me everywhere. Although I don't know why you haven't met her yet, because she's usually with me, but maybe sometimes... but sometimes she's not, but I usually take her usually.
Even at the, our little,
yeah, our little club. Yeah.
Oh, the club we go to.
Yeah. Mm. So sometimes she's there, but not in that particular building, but
she's
in other
so
buildings.
Sweet.
She's really
so
sweet.
Why out of all the dogs that needed help, how did you pick her?
Well, she just, I picked her up and, she just fell asleep in my arms and I couldn't let her go.
Oh,
and I
wow.
just really... I was sort of given her and her sister, who looks exactly the same, but she has a black nose and black eyes. But when she saw me, she put her nose in my elbow and fell asleep, and I couldn't leave. She was so tiny. She was like a 6-inch Subway sandwich.
Oh, she was that
she
small?
She was so small.
Oh.
And now she's a little bit bigger. She's about 5 pounds, but she's a really good girl.
And was she potty trained?
Yes.
So
well, I did that. Yeah,
you did that.
Yeah, I did that.
So what was her demeanor? Because I love watching videos on YouTube where the dog finds out they're getting adopted, like the before and after.
Oh, I don't know, because she was so young. She was only about 8 weeks old, so I think she wasn't really aware.
She wasn't aware
of it being a sort of a. Maybe a negative thing to mm-hmm. be rescued or not be rescued or something. So, because she was not a stray for very long. She was just at the very, very beginning of her life.
Now, does she get along with other dogs?
She does. And she has two cat sisters and one cat brother.
Oh,
so
really?
I have three cats, yes.
Because Chihuahuas are known to be a little sassy.
They're bossy. Well,
yeah.
She's bossy. She's the boss
yeah.
of everyone. Which is, you know, very apparent when she's, and also she has a leather jacket with barbed wire
oh,
on it.
Hell
she's really
yeah.
badass.
She is badass.
She's really like badass.
And is she smart?
Yeah, too? She's smart.
Is she a good guard dog? Like
yes.
If she hears something outside your place?
Very much so, yes. Yeah.
She warns you?
Very, very aware of what's happening outside.
Uh-huh.
And she's really, you know, she's just on top of it. She just really knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. God, it's been a while. You haven't been here for like, I want to say like 2 years.
Yeah, I think it's longer than that.
It's been long, like 3 or 4 years.
Something like that.
It's been a long time.
Because the last time I was here, I lived by here.
You did.
I lived actually at Selma and Cahuenga, which is such a weird neighborhood.
Yeah,
it's such a weird.
Wait, let me try to get the visual.
It's by the Dream Hotel.
Yeah.
It's sleazy.
Was the neighborhood sketchy?
It's so sketch.
Like,
it's so sketch.
In what ways?
It's just really like, it's really busy. So there's a lot of people because it's either people that are clubbing or people that are up to some no good business.
That was about the old Amoeba, kind
of.
No?
Kind of, yeah. Kind of.
And then you have all the bars.
It's right by the Jack in the Box.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like real sus.
It's right by Vine, Sunset and Vine kind of.
Yeah, it's sus. Because Hollywood, you know, up there, it's pretty sus because it's so crowded.
Yeah.
You
it's
know?
Getting sketchy around here, too.
It's because it's all sort of spillover because it's so crowded up there. Because
there's an abandoned house right over there. And we've had to call the cops several times and they because of... you know, crackheads and squatters and everything.
Yeah.
So they boarded it up, but then now my neighbor caught, because she has cameras and stuff, there's a new group of people there.
Yeah.
And I think they just do meth or...
Yeah. It's like that. So I lived up right up there.
Yeah.
I did have, kind of a nice time there because I also do kind of love Hollywood because it's so sus.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love Hollywood Boulevard, even though it's just sort of gnarly, but I always really admired it, you know, from when I was a teenager and I came to LA. It was one place that I always wanted to be. And
Wait,
I always,
Hollywood?
Yeah,
where
always
are you
loved
originally
LA.
From again?
From San Francisco.
That's right. And dude, I just want to let everyone know, she's the OG. Like you're more OG than my brother and all these other Asian comedians. You paved the way, didn't you?
I really and I'm so grateful that your brother's doing so well and all of these Asian comedians are doing so well.
Yeah,
because I am the one.
You're
they
the one.
Followed in my.
They gotta bow down. Like
they do.
Because Korean
they
tradition
gave me,
is respect.
They give me a lot of respect, and
it. Do they bow?
They bow, and I give them $20. And New Year's.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, they give me jobs and we're doing good.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful.
Yeah. How did you, speaking of, you brought up my brother, like, how did y'all meet? Like,
how do we meet?
Was that in the 90s? Or
I don't even remember. That's the weirdest thing because I feel like I've always known him.
Yeah.
I believe we probably met at the Comedy Store or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That it seemed to be, I feel like it was something like that. Where he was there, but then I don't know because I feel like I've also always known him.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
So you think you've known him for like 2 decades or something?
At least, yeah.
You've
I
known
must
him for
have.
Like 20 years.
I must have, yeah. Huh. I mean, that's that in my mind, I don't have a sense of like in the genesis of the relationship because he's always been there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Has his demeanor changed through the years? Like, has he gotten a little bit more cockier?
I don't know. I think he's always been that way.
Okay. I'm trying to ruffle some feathers, you know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think, but he's always been that sort of like confident,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But then every time before he goes on stage, he's like, he is always like in his head about it. He's so nervous.
Really?
He gets nervous, I think.
Still?
Yeah, I think all comics do.
Yeah. Now, I'm on iTunes and like I buy movies and stuff on Apple and out of nowhere I seen like you're during the comedy section your one of your specials is up there.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. How many specials have you?
Oh gosh, I think I've done about 6 or 7 or 8. I can't remember. I don't know. Quite a few.
My brother hasn't done one.
Which I always tell him he has to do one.
I mean, out of everyone in the world.
Yeah, he should do one.
No, I'm saying you and maybe one other person are the only ones that could get through.
I told him. I'll tell him. I'm doing Tiger.
Please.
Yes.
When you see him, please.
I told him. I'll tell him again.
But you have to really get through to his head because, you know, time is of the essence.
Why won't he do one?
I think it's a psychological thing.
He gets in his head.
There's several factors. Mm-hmm. I think with him, there's maybe an insecurity as far as the material, because if he knows he's done that material for so many years and it works in the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel this is just a hypothesis. Mm-hmm. I think that he feels like once you get it out in the universe and do a special, then he has to start back from scratch, mm-hmm. don't you?
Oh, well, I mean, I think that we all have that, though. All the comedians have to have that sort of identity of like, oh, are we going to be able to top ourselves? Like, that's where, you know, we're always going to need that in our corner. That mentality really helps us go back and...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Write better material and yeah. better do better for ourselves, but it's always challenging.
Now... have you just said it in passing, or have you like really like pulled him to the side to have a conversation with him?
I think I've said it in passing a few times, but then really? I don't know if it's, I wouldn't say that would have any less weight than taking him aside and say, look, you've really got to do this. So I think so I'm always serious no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm his brother. I just want, you know, cause like with comedy with y'all, that's like your album.
Yeah,
you know, you got to put out your
yeah,
album.
Yeah, got to put out albums.
You
yeah,
put it out.
Absolutely.
So I think that if he does do it, I think it'd be great.
Yeah, like, he should do it.
Maybe he could film it in Koreatown.
It'd be so good.
Yeah,
yeah, it'd be fun. Or he would film it probably at the Comedy Store. That's like his home.
Yeah, and then you've been there. When did you first go to the store?
I started going to the store probably a little later on. I think a little bit like. Maybe about 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I've been there before then, but I started to go more regularly about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I still don't do a ton of shows in town as like I have a monthly show that I do at Largo.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm on the road all the time.
Oh.
So when I'm on the road and then I come back here, I kind of sort of don't really want to go out and do stand up as much.
Have you done Joe Rogan's club in Texas?
Not yet.
Okay, but you've heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
So I heard it's called the Mothership or mm-hmm. something? Yeah, I just heard that's the new thing in town in Texas.
Yeah.
And I guess that's a premier club just in the whole state, right?
Yeah, it looks cool.
It's a cool thing they're doing out in there. Right?
I mean, absolutely.
Expanding the whole... Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. What do your parents think about the tattoos?
Oh, they really...
Oma Napa. I love your...
No, my parents... well, when I was growing up, we had a guy that worked for my dad who was covered head to toe in tattoos in the 70s.
Really?
And they would put his photograph of his tattooed body on our refrigerator.
Mm.
Because they thought it was just so amazing that this guy...
The seed was planted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I've been surrounded by tattoos and people getting tattooed for my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents have never discouraged it. Although with me, they're like, oh, no. But they don't really feel bad about it. I mean, they're like, they could never control me anyway. So they sort of accept it.
Okay, let's do a little role play because I like what you did right there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm you.
Okay.
And I go, Oma, igo pa.
Ooh.
Chua?
Kase. You know when they don't know what to say, they go, Kase. Oh, Kase.
This sound is amazing.
Kase.
Chowau, ma.
I
agree with that.
Yeah,
why do Korean, you do it so well, like capturing, that's
it's,
why
it's
do they
active
always...
it's active listening, it's most of Korean is listening and comprehension, so it's like receiving the message. So, like, you could probably get away with, like, minimal Korean if you're really good listening. If you can understand what they're saying,
yeah,
you probably have a good, you know, people like to just be heard. And then they want to actively hear you're hearing them.
So, but with you and other Koreans, I know with you, they accept you right away because you're Korean. You mm-hmm. can get away with it, even mm-hmm. though you're Americanized and mm-hmm. all that. But mm-hmm. with me, they know I'm.
No, what do you mean you're phony?
Not
you're
really
real.
Korean.
You are?
No, they go, 한국말 못해요?
못해요?
Yeah. They know, they just.
No, but it's very fashionable. It's fashionable to be American-born Korean. They love American.
No, they love BTS and all that shit.
Well, they do like, they do that yeah. as well, but yeah. Lately, Korean-Americans are very popular.
When did the changing of the guard happen?
It's with a lot of K-dramas. There's always, in K-dramas now, there's always one Korean-American.
Really?
And there's, it's like very exciting. Yeah.
And have you heard of this phenomenon? Even Western, like white women will go to Hangul, Korea, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. to find a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, because of the K-dramas.
It's because of Netflix and the K-drama?
I think it has something to do with all of the Korean culture that's exported all throughout the world. Also, South Korea's greatest export is male beauty. They love a handsome man,
but
Korean
they do so many
man.
Custom. You go, 쌍꺼풀, 쌍꺼풀.
수술해서,
yeah.
수술해서.
So that means face surgery, eye surgery.
No, but no. I mean, it's still. I think Koreans are generally very good looking, and I think that it's just part of our culture to kind of like cultivate that too.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a fan of K-pop? You know
yes,
that? You are.
I love BTS, and I love. Astro, R.I.P. Moonbin. I love.
Wait, so can you spell it out again?
Astro. It's so good.
Moonbin.
Moonbin just died.
Oh.
They're wonderful, beautiful.
Is it a band?
Astro is a band, and Astro Moonbin was one of the artists in the band.
This is from South Korea?
Yeah.
And it's K-pop.
Yeah.
So rest in peace.
Moonbin.
Yeah. Rest in peace. So you're familiar with JYP?
Yeah.
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 So describe to the viewers and listeners who JYP is, what he stands for.
He is like a kind, like the way that K-pop is meant, it's a very manufactured art form. And so mm-hmm. they have people who are like these talent firms that develop talent and, you know, debut the talent, and they work with them for a lot of years. And so JYP is like an old school star. I mean,
producer, would you say?
He's a producer.
Talent scout.
He's a talent scout, but he was also like a big star too. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the American equivalent would maybe be somebody like Justin Timberlake. You know how Justin
yeah.
Timberlake was really kind of
popping back in the day.
And now like influenced people.
And now he scouts.
Now
he's, groups,
yeah, like he found
together.
Like people, you
yeah.
know. So it's sort of like that.
When's the last time you went to Korea?
2018. Yeah.
Is it changed?
It's changed now since 2018 a lot, but
well,
I haven't been back.
Since like the 1990s or
yes.
early 2000s.
Yes.
Like my mom, that's her dream.
Yeah.
Is to go back to Korea. She
oh,
hasn't
it's
been.
Incredible.
So she would have a culture shock.
Yeah. Like I would go there in the 80s and it was so different. And now it's like. It's super futuristic. And
like Japan, like Tokyo?
Yeah.
Really?
Even more so in a lot of ways. I think Japan can actually be kind of a little bit 80s. Japan's a little bit stuck.
Really?
In their big heyday in
You've
a way.
You've been to Tokyo?
Mm-hmm. I've been all over Japan.
You've been all over.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider living in Korea?
I would love to live in Korea.
Really?
But I think it's like something that I had always thought, oh, maybe one day I'll go back to the mothership, that mothership, the real mothership, Korea. Maybe.
Right, right.
But I love America.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I've always wondered, I wouldn't be able to survive out there, huh, if I went out there.
But they have such good food.
No, I know, but communication.
Well, people really love to speak English. They love to practice.
But I look, they would go, he's Korean, but he can't speak Korean.
No, but then you would be able to, you pick it up right away.
You think so?
Yeah, you pick it up right away. Because we know it from how much our parents spoke it.
But I only understand when my oma speaks to me.
Yeah, but they would be able to tap into that. You would totally recognize what people are saying.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible.
Now, going back to your folks, were they supportive? Because, like, Koreans could be hella judgmental and stuff as far as their sons and daughters, but were they always supportive with what you did?
They didn't really understand what I was doing, but I was just like, they couldn't control me because I was just a wild child and I wanted to do whatever I wanted to. Mm-hmm. So I just ran away from home. And then by the time I made it back home, I was on television. And so I was like,
you were on that show
on All American Girl. But even before that, I was doing television comedy specials, like things with Bob Hope and stuff, like such a long time ago.
With Bob Hope?
Yeah, I was
so
really
young.
So recognize
the OG is here, everyone. Respect it. Respect Margaret and her legacy. Respect it. Bob Hope, motherfuckers.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Dude, I got a bow to you, dude.
No, respect. Oh,
God, respect. You're with a boss.
Little
okay, recognize it.
My little baby.
Recognize it.
My little daughter.
As far as like, because we both, you know, we've dabbled in drugs and alcohol, like.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Were you kind of, when did you discover, like, when did you start getting rebellious with it, like?
Oh, right away.
Really? Like what?
Right away. Like
high
14,
school, middle school?
14, like the beginning
smoking
of high
weed.
School. Smoking weed, drinking alcohol, doing all kinds of dumb drugs, which I actually really regret now because I have so much brain damage from then.
Right.
You know, because my brain was still developing. When did you start?
I had my first, because that's so funny you ask, because I had to do a Zoom. Someone asked me to be a speaker for a Zoom meeting,
mm-hmm.
and I hadn't shared in a while, but I had, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I haven't done it in a while, and I remembered like the first experience with alcohol, and it was my cousin Paul. Oh, we could edit. I didn't say his last name. Paul, or he was older than us, and he got Strawberry Hill wine, and I remember drinking it, mm-hmm. and like feeling like, oh, it just kind of chilled me out.
Yeah,
and then I grew up, I kind of learned too from my dad, because he was one of us, and my mom would enable him, and she would put cans of Miller Lite in the freezer to get them nice and cold.
Oh, wow.
And she would, he'd mix it with tomato juice.
Oh.
So she would put tomato juice in there, and she, yeah.
Is that like a Michelada?
It's kind of like that, like a bloody beer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, but God, he, I think he drank that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would steal his beers because we had another fridge in the garage.
Okay.
Where, the, you know, he stacked those. So I would go and grab those.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, obviously my brother, he was, you know, he was doing stuff.
Yeah.
He was, you know, I probably took some of his stuff too.
Mm.
So, and it was a progressive thing for me as far as like just, but once I went to Arizona, because I went to ASU, then it was just all, you know, I was just, I was there for like,
yeah,
just doing drugs.
Yeah,
every semester. I didn't even know what I was doing, what courses I was taking.
Yeah,
just doing drugs.
It's a, it's too bad because like that's when our brain is like growing.
Mm.
So I mean that's like I think like I feel bad because I know that at one point I was really smart. Mm-hmm. And I like missed that part of my brain, but it's okay.
Yeah, but with the book, what led you to even get clean then?
Oh, I was. I didn't have a choice. They didn't. My friends did an intervention on me, and I couldn't get away. So I didn't have a choice. I had to get sober, or else I would just be, everything would be over.
Oh, they did that?
Yeah, which is fine.
Oh,
I mean,
that's
they kidnapped me and they took me to a center, and I didn't go home for about a year and 9 months. But I did really good there. Like
oh.
I had to be put away for a good long time.
Wow. So, yeah. Is there since did you smoke weed too?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you, 'cause nowadays. They have it so good because
well,
the dispensaries.
It is good, but it's also like to me, there's just it was never strong enough. Near the end, I was doing dabs and I wouldn't get stoned.
Really?
Yeah, I would be like, yeah, doing heavy duty dabs or like using the gravity bong. I could not get high because after a certain point with weed. You get to a point like where you're just not able to get high. It's very frustrating, actually.
Even you try edibles and
with edibles is just not my thing because it's like you. I always overshoot and then I just fall asleep.
Right.
So
right,
that's
right.
Not really pleasant either because you feel like you're kind of going under, like it's anesthesia.
Yeah.
But I just never was able to capture a good high with marijuana because I was so. Addicted to weed that it just
it, yeah.
Never after a certain point like you can't get high really
if I because I have 15 years right now and if I were to smoke the weed they have at the dispensaries would I lose my mind
I don't know I think it's sort of like I feel like I burnt out anything even if I took breaks like when I was really smoking weed I'd still not be able to like recapture that
the
original
first
high.
Oh, but another thing, and I'll admit it as far as because, so, you know, I'm still human. And I still think about I'm not going to relapse, but I do think about I've thought about DMT.
Oh, yeah.
Have you tried that?
Yeah.
Can we talk a little
bit
about
it? Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay. Can you tell me about the first experience? Like, what is it?
I've only done it one time and it was not cool.
I want to hear about it.
Well, so I'm with my friends. This is a gay couple. And they their heads turned into giant flowers. And their bodies turned into green vines. And they grew to 50 feet tall. And I'm still trying to talk to them. But they were 50 feet tall flowers on vines with leaves and rustling.
But they're audible.
And their mouths are moving, but their mouths are moving in the flowers. It was like the pistil and the stamen of the flower became their facial features. And they're talking to me. And it was so scary, but also so real. Like, it's a fucked up drug because you just... It plucks you out of the reality that you're in and plunges you into another one. But not completely because you're still having the conversations that you were having or whatever.
So you were like awake and your eyes were open?
Yeah.
Eyes were open and you're seeing this.
Seeing this and like kind of not really knowing what to do. So I tried to play it off like it's not happening. But it was really scary. And when I then like they slowly started to turn back into people.
So
and
they
then
shrunk again?
They shrank down really slowly and their faces started to become like human from flowers and it was normal. And only 2 minutes had passed, but it felt like hours. It was just a weird thing. Like One thing that DMT made me realize is that time is just, it's irrelevant. It actually doesn't really exist. It's just what we put on it.
Right, so, right. So it's a human construct.
It's a construct that we just like to place, like we're trying to have control over existence.
Right.
So that's what I came away with realizing, oh, well, time doesn't actually mean anything.
You had that, that was cognitive. You had all these things going in your head.
Yeah.
I had my buddy Sean, was it last week that he was here or the week before? We didn't get to it, but I asked him off camera about DMT, and he said that it shot him out into outer space.
Yeah.
And he said that he closed his eyes and all these fractals like broke apart. Mm-hmm. And he said that he said things would morph, like a face would morph into something else. Mm-hmm. He said it was like an outer body experience.
Yeah.
Is that?
It's right. That's right? How it is. It's deeply unpleasant and unsettling.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's not anything to want. I realized like when
really?
I was doing it, I'm like, I regret doing this.
He also described it as like he could see when you die, that's what happens. He said something like that.
I could see that, but I also like don't need to know about that. Like I'm like,
right.
You know, this is really a very unpleasant experience that I put on myself, and I just don't like this. And I think, yeah, I mean, this is part of existence, but it's not fun.
Yeah, and I, because we have DMT, isn't it contained within our like body? As
I guess
as,
I don't know,
because someone told me that, and because my dad passed away like 3 years ago, and I was mm-hmm. in the room in the nursing home where he was staying at, and I was the only one that visited him after hours, and I brought my iPad, and he was like non-responsive, his eyes were shut the whole time, like because they took his feeding tube out, so he was just basically a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
But out of nowhere, like 2-3 in the morning, I was watching Rocky 2 and I look over at him and his eyes were wide open staring at the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it deathbed visions or something. Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing now it could have been like some DMT being released.
Yeah, maybe. He could have been sort of seeing light going towards light or seeing people. Like I think what is supposed to happen to when people are dying is they're supposed to see people who have died. Who are there to like kind of greet them or something.
Like in Korean, I know Koreans have ghost stories, but have you heard of the Korean man with the hat or in the, he's wearing a suit or some kind of hat, a fedora?
Oh, that, yeah. It's the Reaper. Yes. It's like the Grim Reaper. Yes.
So it's a Grim Reaper.
Kind of, but it's also like, you know, the Ajashi that brings you over to the other side.
Because he saw that too at the other hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he went, you know, he kept pointing.
Yeah.
And my brother's like, what are you saying?
The Ajashi,
yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, Koreans have scary,
there's some
scary kind of folklore.
But it's also like about existing on the same plane as people who have died, too. So, like, Koreans are just very aware of death as kind of just a welcome part of daily life,
mm-hmm.
you know, because mm-hmm. you're going to be doing rituals for your ancestors and mm-hmm. doing things for the people who passed on as if they were still here.
Right.
That's nice.
That's always been a part of the culture.
Yeah.
Like that. You know how like the Hispanics do that as far as what is the Day of the Dead, the Muerte?
Yeah, with the ofrenda.
Yeah.
Table.
So,
yeah.
To pay homage to mm-hmm. the ones that have passed.
Same thing.
Yeah. So DMT, I mean, it's okay. It's a little overrated. Just wait.
Well, I mean, yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like the drug. I you know, it was like drugs. The drugs that I would do are not like that. The drugs that I don't like hallucinogenics. And I don't like visual things. Mm-hmm. I don't like anything like that. I don't like a high that's super long.
Right.
Now,
did you tell the couple what you had seen? That they turned into flowers?
Yeah. And they said, oh, well, when we did DMT, because we all did DMT within a few minutes of each other.
Is it a pen or
you can put it? You can put it onto weed. So we smoked it on weed.
So it's a
weed.
Powder or something?
Yeah.
So you kind of sprinkled it in there.
Sprinkled it on weed and did it. Because you only need a tiny, tiny bit.
And then you hold it in?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you just take off.
By the way, I know I'm asking a lot of questions about it. So you hold it in and then Do you, right when you exhale, you, it's
yeah, it takes a few seconds and it's like, woo, so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's also, there's so little of it that you think, how could this possibly have this effect? But it does. It's so crazy.
How long does it last?
Like 2 minutes.
That's it?
But it feels like hours, which is the weirdest thing.
What? So that's what you're talking about, time.
Time is really irrelevant. But they all did it too, and they all had a different experience. Like, one of them said that we melted and we were in hell.
Oh, no.
And so I don't remember what the other one said.
Oh, no.
But it was like the other one had a really bad trip.
One of the couple?
Yeah.
A really bad one.
Really bad trip.
Did she say that you morphed into something or like?
He just said that we were melting and then we were on fire and we were dying and we were in hell. And she screamed the whole time.
Did the neighbors complain? Or?
I don't know. I think we were at his house.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
So we were like in his garden. We were outside.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, I don't think that nothing, yeah. Nobody heard, but.
Yeah, I also heard that you could contact aliens or like go into different solar systems.
I'm sure that's true.
But maybe we don't, maybe after I die, we'll find out.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I love an alien. I love all that stuff. I hope that we do. I hope we get to see everybody from different dimensions.
Yeah, or like different alien races.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
And then you can meet them too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. She doing okay?
She's doing great.
Now, what are some of your other outside interests outside of like comedy and acting? Like, do you have like some favorite all-time bands that... I wrote that one down.
Well, I did a long thing today. I was doing a podcast today about David Bowie, who I really love.
I drew a picture of him.
He's so amazing.
Oh, I don't know where he went. Oh, right here.
Oh, beautiful. That's a great picture.
1947, 2016.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
So what do you like about David Bowie?
I like how he's always different.
Yeah.
He had so many different ways of approaching music, and then his voice was always so different.
Ziggy Stardust thing.
I love Ziggy Stardust. Yeah. That's probably like one of my favorite records of all time.
Uh-huh.
Because every song is so great.
How it's many such a albums? Rockin'. He's just so many albums.
Gosh, I don't even know.
I don't even know how many albums.
So many albums. But they're all really different, and they're all really beautiful and really cool. He was cool.
Even the end of his life, he was releasing videos, right?
So cool.
Yeah. So David Bowie's number one.
One. And then I love, I love all sorts of music. I'm very into power pop. So that would be like anybody like Todd Rundgren or.
I need to learn from you. Power pop.
Power pop.
Okay.
Power pop. It's a weird genre that was really about like bands like Big Star and I guess the Raspberries and then later on. People like the Posies and
and how would you describe the, it's not shoegaze or nothing, is
no,
it?
No, it's different. It's like power pop is it's muscular American rock and roll, but also it's got a new wave sensibility.
Synth,
a little bit of keyboards, a little bit.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
it. Okay. I guess, you know, there's different people who have power pop phases. Maybe somebody like Elvis Costello would be somebody but power pop is probably, it's all sort of Beatles reminiscent, also some Beach Boys reminiscent.
Oh, really?
But power pop is my genre. It's the music that I play when I play music is power pop.
I didn't know you played music.
I do. I play music.
Really? Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing that?
I've been playing music now. Well, I played piano when I was a kid, but I've been playing music now for about 15 years.
Have you released, do you have stuff?
Yeah, I have albums out. I have music.
Let's talk about,
I have music records out.
How do people hear the music? And
they can hear it. I have a record called Show Dependent, and I have a record called American Myth, and they're both out on anywhere you can get your music on all platforms. But
and then how did you do record at home? Did you?
No. I recorded in different studios all over the world, but I, and then the last record, I actually, American Myth, I recorded in Koreatown.
Wow.
Which was really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've played with lots of cool people like Tegan and Sara and Andrew Bird and, AC Newman and, John Bryan and sorts of Fiona Apple and I did a song together.
Wow.
So yeah,
dude, my intern's brows just raised. I didn't know you're a Fiona Apple fan.
She's amazing.
Like she's OG too.
She's very OG.
Yeah, she's very OG.
She's a very cool lady.
So like, what made you like? When did you start recording music or wanting to record music?
I just always loved it. I've always been around musicians, and it was a kind of a fun thing. But now I actually just like go and I make songs and. I'm making a movie out of one of my songs now, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So I've always wanted to do that because to me it's the coolest thing when you have a song that's made into a film, like Pretty in Pink or, you know, something like that. It's super cool.
I love John Hughes.
Yeah, it's super cool.
I grew up with that stuff.
Yeah. I love it.
Now, do you like what kind of instruments are in the recordings? Like,
I play piano, guitar.
Guitar.
That's my instrument, okay. But I don't play very well. But I play enough to compose.
Play, yeah,
and then I can take it and go with it. I play a little bit of, you know, I have a piano. I play a little bit of synth. I play a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I only play well enough so that I can figure out what the song's going to be, and then. You know, when I go and I record, then I will work with studio musicians.
What's the writing process like? And how does that differ from writing jokes and stuff or comedy? It's way different, right?
Yeah. Well, like sometimes I'll just write lyrics and then I just have them. And then I'll kind of fiddle around with a piece of music and then it'll go together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of how it is. Sometimes it's really fast. Like, you know, when you like, I'll be, oh, I got to do this, and then I just like write a song and it'll take like 5 minutes.
What is that?
It's so weird.
Yeah,
sometimes
it's weird, isn't it?
You can just pluck them out.
Yeah.
But you have to record it or at least get it on paper somehow because you can't recapture. I can never remember.
Or your audio thing on your phone, you could just do a little blueprint of it.
It's
so
great.
You don't forget. Yeah.
And that helps. And then you build on it. But yeah, that's like my favorite kind of thing. And then the more I do it, the better I am at it. And like, then I'll go months without even touching the guitar or without looking at it. Or if I get a new thing, like I have this new thing called the Griffin, which is a really weird guitar. It's a 12 string, but it's also, it's not shaped like, it's just a very strange instrument.
Is it acoustic or electric?
It's acoustic.
And you get it at Guitar Center or something?
It's a specially made some company, but they call it the Griffon.
Can you write down the Griffon, please?
It's a GRYPHON.
Yeah.
And it's a 12-string thing, and it's just a weird guitar that I really like playing, and so then I can write songs off that.
Yeah.
Or I have a thing called the Mandotar, which is a mandolin on top and a guitar on the bottom, and it looks like you put a chocolate bar with caramel and left it in the car, and it melted together.
Whoa.
So I left my mandolin and my guitar on the.
So it's a double. I
love double neck guitars.
Yeah, we're two different.
Things. So I can play it all like one thing.
Oh, you strum all the way down, so it plays all of it.
Yeah, but that's not how you play it.
Oh,
I do it like that.
There's no rules.
And it made sense.
Yes, yes.
So I'm able to do that, but I just think it's just so fun to. mess around with music.
I had no idea. Yeah. Dude, I want to check some of that out for real. Why is it that, because I'm trying to do a little EP right now, and I've sometimes when I sit there and I write, and like it's almost like it's like a chore, like I'm like forcing it.
Yeah.
But then what you said earlier, sometimes like I did another song where like 5-10 minutes, boom.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. The more you do it, the more it comes. Like I had this project with another band where me and all the members of the band, we did song a day. So we would send each other every day.
That's good.
We would sing a song and it could be 5 seconds of a song. It could be a minute. It could be a whole song. But this was like, the project was a song a day, and it doesn't have to be anything good. Just do it.
Just do it.
And I got a lot out of that.
Really? That helped just to get the
it
process.
It was really good.
Yeah. Do you think like creativity just comes in waves and then sometimes it's
Yeah, but if you know how to harness it, like doing something like that with other artists where you're not judging it and that you have to focus on the output as just put it out. It doesn't have to be good. Just put it out.
So it's bad to judge what you're doing right
Yeah,
away.
Don't judge what you're doing at all.
At all.
Just put it out and then later go back and go, well, maybe this will, you know, be good here. Maybe this is trash.
Yeah.
I won't go back. But still, you got it out.
So is it harder to work with like other people because everyone has their own like likes and like what they like, and how do you come to an agreement on what y'all put out?
It works for me because I'm not a band, you know, because it's just my work.
Your work.
You know, I don't have to like consult with anybody. I've never had to record that way.
Yes.
So I think if I was recording with other people, I mean, I utilize other artists, but then I'm usually hiring them. So they'll just do what I say.
Oh, okay.
So then it doesn't have it's different. But
so how would you do you just give them suggestions or are you very
And they'll come to me with suggestions too. So it's collaborative that way.
Oh, it's collaborative that way. Yeah. But then you get the final say.
Of course.
You go, "Okay, I like that."
Yeah, because it's my record. So it just totally makes sense.
So that does make sense.
Yeah.
That's a good way of doing it.
Yeah, right? It is. But then I'm able to listen to them because they're so knowledgeable about
like
music.
Like constructive criticism?
Absolutely.
So you're open to all that?
Absolutely,
yes.
Do you
think you need to be open to that to be a good artist?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Especially with I am with music because there's only so much of my ability that I can offer as a actual musician on the record, like to play things. So I need to ask somebody who's more, you know,
seasoned,
proficient at it to do something. And that then I'll need them. You know, that's important to have that.
Yeah, yeah. I always wondered that as far as like, do you need that quality in order to, because I'm sure certain bands have broken up because of egos.
Yeah, of course.
And like not getting along.
Of course.
Like they're just pushing their idea.
Yeah.
And the other bandmates are like, we don't like that.
Yeah. It's hard.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. So I could see why a person would want to do a solo album. Like if they've done so many years with the group. And
Totally.
Yeah. Now going back to that was interesting. What are some of your all time favorite movies? You could even go back in the day.
Well, tomorrow, one of my favorite movies is coming back on streaming on Mubi. It's just my favorite streaming service.
What's it called again?
MUBI Mubi.
MOM.
MUBI is such a good streaming service. But tomorrow,
is it free?
No, it's I think it's like $10.
It's not Tubi.
Tubi is the best.
Okay, was it Tubi or Mubi?
Mubi is the one that I'm going to be excited
but
tomorrow.
But you know about Tubi?
I love Tubi.
I do too.
Tubi is like, if you put all of the big boxes at the Blockbuster together, you know the big boxes that have movies like Gymkhana or like...
You know about Gymkhana?
Of course.
You'll write that down. Dude, tell them, because a lot of people might not know what Gymkhana is.
Gymkhana is like a weird... Like
he's a white dude, karate dude.
Yeah, like it's sort of like an 80s exploitation, kung fu, weird movie. But it's sort of like in Blockbuster, you would have these movies that were just so like kind of straight to video. And they were really typified by the big box.
Yeah.
Because They didn't put any budget in the film. They put all the budget in the cardboard that they were going to use to make the box.
I remember what it looked like. He was wearing a white kind of jumpsuit. And he's,
it's
like a cartoony kind of.
But it's like a classic. That or like Faces of Death. All of those Faces of Death are on Tubi.
They are?
Yeah.
They're on the thing.
Faces of Death is on Tubi, yeah.
See, Faces of Death was a thing growing up where like the rebellious kid in your neighborhood, he's the only one that would have the VHS of it.
Yeah.
And then the word would spread along with to the other kids and they'd be like, yay, Chuck's got that, man.
Have you seen it lately?
No.
It's
is it fake?
It's so fake.
Really?
It's really fake. The whole thing is really fake. It's a disappointment.
But back then, it was such a taboo, like such a
it was the marketing
thing to have.
It was like the marketing because it was like this thing of like, okay, we need something that seems lurid and illicit for like the home market. What is that going to be? Oh. Well, nothing's more scary than death. And so, you know, the face, it's all very fake.
It is?
Yeah, but it's really entertaining. I mean, I think it's entertaining because it's so stupid.
Oh, because you could see through it. Now you're like, oh
yeah, but at the time it was so
yeah, it was like the so most scary. Rebellious dangerous thing to have, like, so it's fake.
Yeah, that is fake, but it's still all out there.
I'm just curious, the horror genre, what is some of the most scariest horror movies that you like?
Oh, the scariest
just top three or something, like where you're like, that's scary.
I just saw really terrifying one. I think it's called Incantation.
I've heard about that. It's
on
Taiwanese
Netflix.
Or something?
Yeah, Taiwan.
Have you seen it?
God.
What's it about? Is it like witchcraft? Or?
It's about this woman who accidentally did a curse on herself. Like it was like this. She went to this like temple and like actually accidentally did a curse and she has to like go back and redo it or just to get it off her. It's so scary.
It is.
I was screaming the whole time and I really love scary movies. I really screamed.
So
it's
that's
really
a
good.
Scary one.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Is it subtitled?
Yeah.
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 Netflix kind of has come through with some horror. Huh?
Yeah, it's a great. A great horror movie. I also loved Speak No Evil, which is horrifying.
When was that released?
That was last year.
Speak No Evil.
Yeah.
Is that on Netflix too?
That's on Shudder.
Shudder.
Yeah.
Can you describe what that?
Speak No Evil is about this family that goes to another family's house that they don't know very well, and it's horrible. It's so horrible.
It's Norwegian, isn't it?
It's Norwegian. I think it's Norwegian.
Yeah. I've seen it. I own it. Yes, it just didn't click. Yes.
They're like, you know, they kept being a little bit uncomfortable, but it's almost like the guy makes them a little bit, the family's like a little uncomfortable,
a
little uncomfortable.
Involved,
yeah. A little more uncomfortable, a little more uncomfortable.
Just watch it. It's unsettling.
So
it's
upsetting.
It's unsettling.
The whole way through.
It's one of those movies, too, at the end, you're like, I can't believe this is what was going on the whole time.
Yeah. But then you also because you're like, it's almost like a movie that's a cautionary tale about, don't ignore your instincts when you're feeling
as
weird.
As far as parenting and looking out for your kid. And
yeah, when you feel weird about a
smarts,
situation. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One more. I like what you're doing right here. I really like what you're doing.
Another good one is The Medium, which is, I think that's on Shudder too.
Medium?
The Medium.
The Medium.
That's a Thai film about possession. It's really good.
So are you into demonic possession movies?
I don't really seek them out, but I do.
You didn't say The Exorcist.
Oh yeah, I love that. That's the best.
That's the best.
That's the best. You know what's a good one too? Exorcist 3.
Oh, Army of Darkness.
Is it Army of Darkness? It's the one with George C. Scott.
Yeah.
That was
more comical though, right?
That's I guess it's just more like weirdly elaborate and a very strange. It goes into a different.
Is that where he goes back in time?
No, it's sort of maybe. I don't know. Yeah. It's a very weird one.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
Have you seen Exorcist 3?
That's it.
Oh, the Exorcist 3.
Exorcist 3.
Oh, the okay, Exorcist 3. Okay. I thought you said Evil Dead for some.
Oh, no, 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 no. I haven't seen Evil Dead 3.
You haven't seen the new one?
No, not the new one.
Oh, you gotta
the
watch
latest,
it.
Yeah.
You gotta watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. Pretty mm-hmm. good. Yeah, Exorcist 3 scared me.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, it scared me.
That's a good.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Actor that he's a good of.
George C. Scott.
Yeah. He was also in the OG Dune movie with
Kyle MacLachlan?
Yeah, it was the, is he the one that plays Father Karras? Who's the one that plays Father Karras?
Oh, yeah.
But he's a character actor. He's good.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah.
I like the new Dune and the old Dune. I like new Dune.
What about the old
one? I like old Dune, too.
I mean, tell him about the old Dune.
Old
Sting,
Dune.
Come on, Sting's in it.
Sting's great.
Sting is a Harkonnen.
Yeah. Kyle MacLachlan is great.
Yes.
It's very steampunk.
Yes.
It's super cool.
It's super cool.
It's a really beautiful
People
movie.
People are like, you know what? Like the younger generation, I don't know. I don't want to generalize, but some of them don't want to do their research as far as seeing the original one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's like my whole theory is I think that's why they do like these re-releases or redos.
Oh, yeah. So they're not like, going to want to watch the old one.
Yeah, but the old one is
so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Now, did you hear that they're going to redo? What's they're going to redo Lost Boys?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
The old one is great.
Tell them what the old one is.
The old one is a vampire story, and it's just a beautiful. It's so 80s. The hair is great. The music is great.
Kiefer Sutherland's in it.
Kiefer Sutherland's great. I did a movie with him. He was he was very strange to be a movie. I did a movie with
him. What's he like?
He was like he had his office, which was a huge bedroom, which I don't know how you got a bed in there. I mean, it was like a bedroom that it was just a king size bed, and it was very interesting. He was a nice guy.
Yeah, but he's a little odd.
He was very odd to work with.
Really?
He's a very odd person, I think.
Did he make you, could you stare in his eyes?
No, I didn't really, I mean, I don't know. He didn't have anything like,
Weird like that?
Nothing like that. But it was just that the office thing was so weird because we were all like in this like low budget movie. I don't know how he got like a king size bed.
Why did he have a bed in there?
I don't know. Oh. It was just him.
So he had an office with a bed in it?
Yeah, huge bed. That he would just lay down in, and then it was so weird.
Did he have any like requests, like weird food requests?
No, not really. Nothing like that. I didn't see him eat or anything.
Is he the weirdest person that you've worked with? Like,
no.
What's weirder than that? Asking for
what's weirder than that?
King size bed in a little room. Like that.
I don't know. I don't think anybody. Maybe Nicolas Cage was kind of weird because I did Face Off with him.
Yeah.
And he was in character for the whole movie, but he switches characters in the middle of the movie. So he.
That's so weird.
It was so weird.
Yeah. He's a weird dude.
He's a weird dude.
He's so cool.
He's super cool.
Nicolas Cage.
I'd love to work
cool.
with him again. Yeah. He's super cool. He yelled at me at the movie, but it was actually my fault. So I think I get it. But
yeah,
you know, because he was in character.
Yeah. Now you've been in. Dude, I keep forgetting. We got the OG Margaret Cho in the house. I forgot about all the movies you were in. Like. Can we go down the list real quick? Like, you've been doing it.
Been in a lot of movies.
A lot. Yeah. What was the most favorite movie you've been in?
I think the movie that I just finished
a couple
of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's a new film. It's called All That We Love, and it's a beautiful, beautiful movie. And it's about coping with the death of a dog.
Really?
I had to cover her ears. The death of a dog.
When is that out?
I don't know yet, but we just finished shooting.
That's beautiful.
It's a beautiful movie.
And what's the release date? When's the release date?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Where'd you film it? Like
here in LA. Yeah.
And then who did you write? Did you write?
No. It's an amazing filmmaker named Yen Tan, and he wrote and directed. And it's me and Kenneth Choi,
mm-hmm.
Missy Pyle, mm-hmm. and Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and nice. it's a gorgeous film.
And that's such a great premise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Are you gonna get another dog, or is that the one and only?
She's my one and only, and then I have three cats.
Okay, so we made the it's an hour's up.
Wow.
Can we plug whatever you want to?
I'm on tour, so people can find me at margaretcho.com
mm-hmm.
and see where I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm. And then is it a regional or is it a national?
All over.
All over?
Yeah.
Where can they get their tickets?
You can find them at margaretcho.com.
Go to margaretcho.com to get your tickets today.
Yes.
Your Instagram.
My Instagram is Margaret_Cho. My TikTok is TheMargaretCho. And on Twitter, it's @MargaretCho.
Do you think we covered it? Is that
we covered it.
Yeah. I had another question.
Yes.
You know, I do another podcast with my buddy Jeremiah Watkins. Mm-hmm. He's a comedian.
Yeah, I know him.
Scissor Bros.
Yeah.
Would you be open to doing that?
Of course.
Like later down the line?
Sure.
I know you're busy.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Oh, appreciate it. So thanks for tuning in. If you want to help support the podcast, go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby. Again, I do another podcast with the homie Jeremiah Watkins, Scissor Bros. Those episodes drop every Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Subscribe there and watch that podcast as well. If you want to send any packages, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. I'm still working on my EP or LP, my project. I'm 72% done with it. I need a couple more songs. So be patient with that. Did I cover everything? Dude. Kamsahamnida.
Kamsahamnida.
What is 존만해요? 존만해요. 감사합니다.
감사합니다.
네. 안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.
네, now you're 안녕히 가세요.
안녕히 가세요.
네.
뽀뽀해줘.
뽀뽀. 뽀뽀.
뽀뽀.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.